Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
We them boys. Holla, we them boys. Holla, holla, holla. We making noise. Holla. Holla, 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 holla.
Holla. Well, it's the 414 hour at 4. I'm Ben Brust flying solo right now because Kyle Wallace just disappeared. I think, Chris, he told me he was going to go see if he could find cinnamon.
We got to have something upstairs in the kitchen area. There's got to be some kind of cinnamon spice up there or something.
The reason being is on Twitter at KBN ESPN, we want to know if it was spicy or sweet. 50-50. All the sound people that give reasoning.
Wait a minute.
You found cinnamon?
I found cinnamon.
All right, he found some cinnamon. All right. Go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
You want some too?
Put your mic on. Stop.
It's the 4-1.
The music playing.
We're already in the segment.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN.
That's Kyle Wallace. Where'd you find the cinnamon?
First, I went to a place over here, Dye's Pies. And then I went to another place where they had the smoothies. I don't know the name of it. And I had to wait patiently because they were just ignoring me. And then finally I was like, can I get some cinnamon? And they were like, yeah. I was like, I can pay for it. She was like, I'm not going to make you pay for it. So we have cinnamon.
That's a lot of cinnamon. Show the people on YouTube.
It does smell like the big chew. What is it called? The
big red gum.
Big red gum.
So on Twitter at KBN ESPN, it's 50-50 split.
Where's your cup at? You taking some of this too.
What do you mean? Why do I?
We're both trying the cinnamon, Ben. This ain't just me.
No.
Slow down.
The reason why I don't have to try the cinnamon is because I know that it's spicy.
What do you mean you know it's spicy? 51% of the people said it's sweet. So what do you mean you don't know that it's spicy? I know that it's sweet.
You want to look at me in the eyes right now that you're expecting the cinnamon to stay sweet.
I know that cinnamon is sweet based off how many times I've eaten it.
All right.
So you need to eat this as well.
Sispack Abs chimes in. He's taking a dump. You'll see him in 30 minutes. We can confirm he's back, and it was not a dump.
And if it was, I definitely would have been gone for 30 minutes.
All right. Well,
Ben, where's your cup? You had a cup here.
I've been drinking water.
If
I chug the water, it's still going to be left over. I have to
chug
go get a cup.
The water.
Let me just go get a cup.
Okay? Right, what do you want me to do for the next minute?
Are you that inept?
No, I'm not that inept, but I'll go straight into something else.
What are you going to go into?
I'll talk about the Packers, how you're wrong. What are we talking about?
No.
Chris,
no.
Can you go grab this man a cup?
He can't leave the board.
What if
something happens back there? All right. You were going to start by talking about Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
Tell us about what you saw, and I'll let you explain to the people if Josh Jacobs does not hit these props of how upset you will be.
That's right, Green Bay, Packers Nation, and KBN Nation. Today we saw a prop bet of Josh Jacobs of 1,000 yards and a half.
Oh, wow.
Over or under for that. And then also for 7.5 touchdowns over under.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It's not about the fact that it's 1,000 yards. It's not about the fact that it's 7.5. It's about the fact that if that is what people believe that Josh Jacobs will be, if that's the expectation for Josh Jacobs, and that's the expectation for touchdowns and yards for Josh Jacobs.
800-990-3776. In the last 45 seconds that I was gone, did Kyle entertain you? 800-990-ESPN.
I got a cup. But as I was saying, though, for real, though, Ben, if the Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs only has 1,000 yards this year, 1,000 rushing yards, the Green Bay Packers signing of Josh Jacobs is going to be an absolute dud. The expectation for him, as we talk about expectation, is sweet, ain't it?
No, talk about
the expectation.
When you poured the cinnamon in my cup, it poofed up into my nose.
Yeah, that's what sugar does.
Ooh.
Something sweet.
And all right, so are we trying? I don't care about your. We're going to talk about Josh Jacobs. I want to figure out if this. How much are you going to have?
The whole cup. Or Chris, is this dangerous? Wait a minute.
Is it dangerous to swallow cinnamon? I have no idea.
I've seen people do the cinnamon challenge, and I'm nervous.
This is a real challenge I've heard. How much cinnamon is too much cinnamon?
Please Google that because I'm writing it down. This is pretty strong. I'm not gonna lie. But it does have a sweet little spice taste to it. Or smell to it.
The concern with eating too much cinnamon is it relates to more tough words. Cormorant.
Oh, I hell, what is that?
Which is excessive amounts could increase your chance of liver damage.
Oh, wow.
Sticking to no more than half a teaspoon daily is also a good idea.
Half a teaspoon? This is more than half a teaspoon.
That looks like a tablespoon.
You ready?
It says the cinnamon challenge is difficult and carries substantial health risks because the cinnamon coats and dries the mouth and throat, resulting in coughing, gagging, vomiting, and inhalation of cinnamon, which can turn lead to throat irritation, breathing difficulties, and risk of pneumonia or collapsed lung.
Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to dabble. Why does somebody give me all this dang cinnamon? What is
right?
She trying to kill
them.
Me? She's trying to kill
They're
me.
They're liable.
All right, we're not going to drink the whole cup. We're going to take some of the cup.
How about we...
You
ready? How about we pour some on like our hand? You know what I mean?
I was caught. All right. So
how's that? Is that
how about you just dab your finger wet and then just stick it in the cinnamon? And just like and suck pour it off
some
your finger.
I need to pour some in my mouth.
All right, here
we go.
Go.
You ready?
3, 2, 1. All right.
Uh oh, too much. Too much. Too much.
It's like. Oh man, that's not sweet.
That ain't sweet.
That is not.
Oh, heck no.
Oh, wow.
That's a terrible idea. Mm. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Why?
Let's get nuts.
Because it got everywhere. Where's Brian D when we need him? Brian, why'd you let us do this?
Yeah, I was waiting for a text to
say
he was going to say, do not eat the cinnamon on the air. Yours
okay.
Was, I hope on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee that you could see the brow. It looked like a cloud of...
51% of us are idiots. Oh, gosh.
I told you.
Oh, that isn't sweet at all.
I told you. Look,
it's terrible.
It's not sweet at
all.
Oh,
what do you put this on? What's the point of having this?
Get some of my oatmeal.
You mix it with some. Oh, gosh. That was so bad. This has been such a bad day for me.
Why?
I couldn't read the dang questions.
Yeah, it's all right.
And then
okay.
I was in the stupidity zone of thinking this stuff was sweet. This is definitely spicy. I see why the ants die eating this. This is terrible.
Oh, yeah. This all started with the fact that I have ants in my home. So now you know. So you're saying now you know why the ants die.
Yeah, I do. Hell, I want to. Yeah. That was bad. That was bad, man.
Are you good?
I'll survive, bro. I was nervous. I ain't going to lie to you. When it hit my mouth, and I was like, too much. And I breathed, and it literally.
It just, yeah.
All the smoke.
You look like LeBron James throwing the powder up in the air.
Was not intentional. Was not intentional. Well, we figured that one out. Everybody on the poll with 51%, you guys are idiots. Just like me.
Shout out to Rob. Thank you for doing this on stream. The puff of cinnamon smoke. Could you see? Please confirm if you could see the cinnamon smoke.
I saw it. Yes.
On Kyle.
Yes.
Oh my God!
I saw it on the stream.
I can't wait for Kyle to watch that back.
Oh gosh!
I'll be going up as a video later.
I am. I don't like taking L's. This is a big L. This is a big L, and I'm disappointed in myself.
So can you say Ben? You were right, because the way I was trying to describe to you, you're like, cinnamon rolls. I was like, no, the icing is sweet. The cinnamon is on the inside with the bread.
Rob was trying to kill me. I'm looking at people hearing this talk here. Rob said, Kyle, please eat a spoonful of cinnamon. He wanted to kill me. He was trying to kill me. Ben, I will say this. You are correct in this sense of cinnamon being spicy and not sweet.
I'm not right often.
You are not right often, but I will say in this situation, you were right. How did Tausch think this was sweet? Tausch is, what, 50?
Damn.
No, I'm just serious. He's been on Earth for a long time. This isn't his first lunar or what it was, full eclipse, whatever the heck I looked at yesterday. Solar eclipse. Wasn't his first go around with that one.
David chimes in. It was a big old cloud of cinnamon. Luckily, there's no inherent danger of the inhalation of cinnamon smoke.
I don't know. They said I could have collapsed my dang lung just now. They could throw this out. What a waste.
I can't believe the smoothie place just gave you a big old cup of cinnamon.
Yeah, she's like, this enough? Like, yeah, I think this is good.
Didn't come with a warning label.
It sure didn't. How did yours taste?
Horrible.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Well, use it for the ants. Here, take this. Take the rest for the ants.
I'm going to go get an ant trap.
Take the rest for the ants.
I don't want my dog licking all the cinnamon
licking
up
all the
and
cinnamon.
Then they're going to die.
That was terrible. Let's not eat stuff like that anymore.
All right, Josh Jacobs has a prop right now. Are you sure? You know,
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm positive. I'm a soldier. You know what I'm saying? Mama and Daddy Walls didn't raise no punk. As my dad actually told me.
No, they raised a punk.
No, they told me I ain't raised no punk. I said, you're right, Dad. I am not a punk. So
you found cinnamon on a spice rack, Dwayne and Sheboygan. Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell everybody. So I was trying to tell everybody.
Hindsight, right? Hindsight's 2020. That's what they say. In hindsight, Ben, you are absolutely right. When people say spices, I guess I did find cinnamon on the spice rack. But you don't put cinnamon on, like, meats. You put cinnamon, like you say, in oatmeal, in things that you mix it with sugar, in pies, things that make cinnamon taste absolutely delicious. Cinnabons. Like, those are delicious things. So I just assume that cinnamon was like a sugar.
Yes, and Kevin Sheboygan, Kyle is wrong on both points. First, it took Aaron Rodgers 3 to 4 years before they won a Super Bowl. I believe it was 4 years before Favre won it, too, so it is ridiculous to expect Love to do it in year two. Now, I don't think you said he's going to do it in year two.
I did not say he was going to do it in year two, but I said this team is going to be competing.
You are starting to talk like they're going to do it either this year or next year.
The Green Bay Packers, for Aaron Rodgers, actually, Aaron Rodgers did it in year three as a quarterback.
It's Super Bowl or bust every year, but I won't be bothered if they don't do it until year four or year five. But secondly, cinnamon is spicy. Just eat a piece of Big Red gum and tell me that's sweet. Cameron chimes in. Cinnamon is a hot spice like ginger. Don't forget the receiving yards. Scott Jacobs, 1K and 500. Yeah, look, there's a lot of things we can talk about. We can talk about the expectations of Jordan Love.
What you want to go with
Super Bowl?
Because I can tell
we can
you.
Talk about cinnamon. We can talk about Josh Jacobs, or we can go get some water and provide KBN Nation with a much better show the rest of the way.
I got KBN Nation for a much better show because basically everybody in the talking text line is saying the same thing that I'm saying when it comes to the Packers and the expectation for Jordan Love, and I can't wait to debate you on that and let you know why you're wrong on that.
I also want to know what player always kills our teams because Ellie De La Cruz yesterday hit a bomb, hit an inside-the-park home run. Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks throttled the Milwaukee Bucks. Are there any examples that come to mind for you? There's got to be some Packer ones out there. Luckily, I actually have a good one. They don't kill our team. Jay Cutler was one of the best players for the Green Bay Packers. But was there anyone that always killed the Packers? Was there anyone who was always killed the Bear or the Bucks? Was there anyone who was always killed the Milwaukee Brewers when they come to town? 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. We'll get to that and more. Don't go anywhere.
Friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the
Ellie De La Cruz absolutely destroyed the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. They play at 5:40 tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks, they lost to the Knicks a couple days ago. Jalen Brunson balled out. What players on other teams just kill our teams? Packers, Bucks, Brewers. And you can catch the Bucks game right here on 94.5 ESPN. And someone in control of 94.5 ESPN has invited himself in the room on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. No Nortman. It's Kyle Wallace and Ben Brust. Chris Larson run the show. Brian D., director of content.
It smells like cinnamon in here.
It does smell like cinnamon in here.
What are you guys doing?
Team spirit.
What are you doing down
here? We're giving the people what they want.
I caught the beginning of the show. Ben's got ants. I actually texted. I texted your girlfriend.
Oh, you
because
did?
My wife and I, when we moved into our new house, we had those big carpenter ants.
Yes.
And
these are some thick moths.
I think you have trees touching your house somewhere, and I think they're coming through the trees, through the roof into the house. That was what was happening to us. We chopped down a bunch of branches. We got the exterminator out there, and no ants. We're good. So that's number one. But then I heard the cinnamon thing, too.
About stopping the ants.
Correct. Correct.
Cinnamon, apparently.
Environmentally friendly way.
Environmentally friendly way to stop the ants.
So, I mean, I'm listening to that part of the show, and then I have a job here. Like, I have other stuff to do other than unfortunately, listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman for every second of the 3 hours every single day.
Don't be right? Like him, KBN Nation.
That's KBN Nation's job, is to look after you guys when I can't.
They were. They told Kyle to eat us a spoonful of cinnamon tonight.
I pop YouTube open at ESPN Milwaukee, and I see a ploof of cinnamon in front of Kyle Wallace's face.
Yo, how much cinnamon did you eat?
Bro, too much poured out.
I wouldn't touch this.
Legitimately?
Kyle, you're a director of content for 101.7 The Truth. You should know that eating challenges are out of bounds.
Technically, it wasn't a challenge. It was a taste test. We were trying to taste
test. This was not a challenge.
Yeah, this was not the cinnamon challenge. This was matter of fact, I got some for you, if you would like to taste it.
I'm not doing
it. Do you know, is it sweeter or is it spicy?
I know it's spicy. Well, I had cinnamon
wouldn't
before.
You like tasting it on air to be able to figure
absolutely
out?
Absolutely not.
It was a
this
taste
is
test.
No different than if we had, like, I mean, they're not, like, The Third Street Market Hall's a partner.
Yeah, they bring food
That's
all
great.
The time.
That's supporting your partner.
We had cousin subs all the time in here.
As long as you guys are okay, which Kyle looks like he's okay.
I don't know about that.
For a moment, there, I was a little nervous.
I did read him the results of people online saying that they should not do the cinnamon challenge. And
okay, so there was a disclaimer.
I did recommend, too, to him to wet his finger, stick it in the cinnamon, and then just lick
it
off his finger.
He's like, I'm going to go all in.
No, I'm going to take that as you did this voluntarily.
He did, yes.
I did. I was curious.
You bring up a good point. You are a manager of 101.7
You should know better.
Here's the thing. If they wanted to taste test something, right? I don't want them to do any challenges that get them in trouble or get them sick or get the company fined or in trouble or sued. But if you wanted to taste test, Tory Lowe Tuesday, he'll be on a Wednesday tomorrow. If Tory wanted to try some things, he would try it. Oh, wait a minute. I jumped in a lake. And y'all mad about me?
That was voluntary.
That was voluntary. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you
didn't jump in the lake. You tiptoed into the lake.
You voluntarily just did a shot of cinnamon on the air. It exploded in your face. It literally backfired.
It did. It really did. I mean, honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think I just learned something. Again, I learned that 51% on people on our poll, KBN poll on Twitter, are stupid like me.
So here's the two things I'm concerned about. Number one is if this actually works at Ben's house. Like, is the cinnamon thing going to rid your house of the ants? That's number one.
I've made the conclusion that I will not be using cinnamon because based off Kyle's response, I don't want the dogs around the house licking the cinnamon all over the doorways.
that's number one, and you have to report back on that tomorrow. So whether or not the cinnamon, you have to try it. You have to put a little bit upstairs where your ants are coming in.
Cinnamon at home. I don't need the cinnamon from the market.
Don't make it go to waste. No.
And then the second concern, and this is more. Media starts with me, M-E. Homer's going to come in here and complain about the cinnamon ploofs in the air. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, same thing.
I don't want to hear about any of that.
I'm going to have to deal with cinnamon inhalation for the next 36
hours. All right, Mr. Director, you want to start this? Mr. Director of Content? You want to hold people same standard? I got Mark Chimura's headphone. He's got mail. He's got readers. He's got this is in a home.
Yeah,
this is a jungle gym. This isn't a studio.
He's been in Florida for 4 months, and you still got
and you're worried about them in the morning smelling cinnamon. What about Kyle's workspace?
I am going to forward the complaint emails and texts to you two.
That's fine.
Okay. If I get one complaint email, I will tell them to address me during 2 to 5 on KB.
Zoo in here from all the other people.
They should be so thankful that they excuse me.
He's choking on cinnamon. It's floating through the air.
They should be thankful if they get to come in and smell the delightful smell of cinnamon tomorrow morning.
All right. So I'll ask Brian this before we get to KBN Nation here. Jalen Brunson lit up the Milwaukee Bucks. It seems like he's consistently done that, whether it was with Dallas, whether it's been with the New York Knicks. And then Ellie De La Cruz went yard and had an inside the Parker. Brewers played 540, so maybe they'll get a revenge. Somehow they almost came back and won that. We got a couple submissions here. Who do you feel like for either the Packers, the Brewers, or the Bucks always haunts those teams? Could be any one of the teams.
I think Andrew McCutchen is the first name that pops to mind, and I know that's a weird one, but it feels like before he became a Brewer, every time he came to Milwaukee with the Pirates, he would hit a home run or like three in a series. Right?
That's a really good answer because
always wrecked the Brewers.
You and Austin in the 262 just texted in Andrew McCutchen
always
haunted the Brewers staffs. For years.
Football-wise, it's tougher because the Packers have been so good for so long. I would just say the 49ers, generally speaking.
So there was a Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
Or a Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of those. Now, obviously, Kaepernick hasn't played in close to a decade now, right? Which is tough, so that's a recency thing. But every time they met, Kaepernick was running crazy.
800-990-3776. I feel like I handled the cinnamon taste perfectly.
You didn't even try it.
Exactly.
I'm over here.
I ain't no idiot.
I got saliva in my throat because I'm dedicated to trying to figure out something was sweet or spicy. And you know what? The poll actually has switched since we did this experiment. So
the spicy?
Yes.
And they got to see your reaction
exactly.
on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee?
So what I'm saying, what we are about entertainment. We're about having knowledge, right? We're about giving, being informative. We just allow for KBN Nation, for a poll to switch from being people thinking that it's supposed to be sweet or taste sweet to it flipping by doing this experiment, this taste test for KBN Nation.
I think you need to understand with great power comes great responsibility.
I have made people better today. Less dumb like me.
Man, there's some good ones. Al Horford is a weird one, but he always plays so well.
Yes,
he's old as hell, but he always plays well.
Like Celtics, even with the Hawks,
he has some big shots.
It feels like he's been 42 for a decade, and he's just wrecking the Bucks every time.
Matt Holiday, Albert Pujols, yep.
David Freeze. That's one we talked about before. 2011 playoffs. I think it was NLCS, where he had .545 batting average. The dude had 3 home runs. It looks like he had 9 RBI. I mean, that's absolutely, he was on a tear and ridiculous. And you want to know another one? You guys were talking about the one that Packers fans may think about. Do you guys realize that Randy Moss destroyed the Green Bay Packers? Absolutely destroyed it. He played us 15 times. He had 700-yard games. Dude had 14 touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
I was thinking about him yesterday during the eclipse because it was the biggest moon day in Wisconsin.
Can I do what he did?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that is a disgusting act. I'm disappointed had that on our air.
That was something, actually, when it happened. Randy Moss, you had to respect him. He was just so good. I mean, He was so good that I had to respect him. Straight cash on me. When he mooned the Packers, I wanted to boo. But I couldn't help myself from
because
fans were booing, were upset about it. I'm like, dog, this is brilliant. It really is.
It's the same thing as, getting the ball out of the ocean or a no-hitter. If you don't want me to moon you in your own stadium, you know what's a great surefire way that I won't moon your own fans? Keep me out of the end zone.
That's Brian D., content director of 94.5 ESPN.
Be careful down here.
I'm glad the talking to is towards you more than me.
Would Brad have participated?
I think you heard Brian in the background. And he wouldn't have been as bad as you on Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss today.
I was bad. I can admit that. Listen, I understand. I am a realist, right?
Rob chimes in. Barry Sanders used to light the Packers up. Well, Barry Sanders used to light everybody up.
He sure did.
Playoff Jimmy, a very popular submission as well.
Jimmy G?
Butler.
Oh, I was to say, what the heck? Y'all know, Playoff Jimmy is an arch nemesis of the Milwaukee Bucks. I am fearful. I'm very fearful of many people, but when it comes to Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, I want no smoke with Jimmy Butler.
800-990-3776, Kyle Bruston-Ortman, 94.5 ESPN, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. No Nortman, just Ben Bruston, Kyle Wallace, Chris Larson running the show. Chris, anyone come to mind that we're missing?
Jay Bruce, another one. Cincinnati Reds always seem to go yard every time he played the Brewers. That's another one.
Yes, Joey Votto.
Joey Votto. He destroyed everybody.
Yeah. That's the thing. He was just such a good hitter.
Yeah, he was. Joey Votto was definitely.
But like, it's just one of those things where they change the way the MLB does their scheduling. Where like we used to play the NL Central teams all the time.
I actually wish we went back to the old way, because now you play every team. I wish we went back to the old way.
Really?
Because I love, you know what I love? Interleague play. That was so nostalgic. When you knew that time came around, you had interleague play where you were playing other teams, and you had the DH in one league, and the other league didn't have DH. It made it seem special. It made it seem different.
A traditionalist.
No, it was fun, man. It was definitely fun.
Do you want to get rid of the pitch clock, too, to protect the arms of pitchers?
Well, I mean, you got people tearing their ulnas.
Chris, did you... I'm not going to revisit the Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss. I don't want a controversy 2 weeks in a row. Here's what we're going to do. We mentioned the Brewers, we mentioned the Bucks, and we mentioned the Packers. We got John Anderson, who announced that he is going to be leaving ESPN. He's going to be doing a little crosstalk with us before the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. We have a same game parlay, and the Bucks and the Brewers play tonight. And there was a lot of hits yesterday. I'm going to look at the pitching matchup. We're going to see the right props in the Brewers game. And we're going to see if Kyle's feeling confident about the Bucks, because you have been less than thrilled with them. We'll hit on all of that coming up next. But first, Kyle, you might need to take a bath and clean out those nostrils.
I will need to take a bath, a long bath to clean out the nostrils. But I'll be all good, just like you can be, too, because of the Bath Authority. So if your bath or your shower is old, outdated, has mold and mildew or broken tiles, you gotta call my friends at the Bath Authority. The Bath Authority provides the highest quality bathroom remodeling products along with a world-class customer experience. Their modern durable tubs and showers are designed with an exclusive high-tech polymer liner. Plus, it comes with a lifetime warranty. Walk-in tubs, replacement showers, tub-to-shower conversions, and more. All Bath Authority products are 100% made in the USA and can be installed in as little as 1 day by a certified factory technician. Call today at 414-249-6934 and get $1,000 off your new shower bath plus 36 months of interest-free financing. Elevate your bathroom to a new level of luxury, style, and safety by calling them today at 414-249-6934 and schedule your free in-home estimate today, and plus get $1,000 off a new shower bath for plus 36 months of interest-free financing. TheBathAuthority.com. TheBathAuthority.com, a better bath awaits.
Cameron in the 262, Kyle Orton was a Packer killer?
Oh, stop it.
Goldschmidt from St. Louis, I mean, Goldschmidt hasn't been killing them, and they were bad last year. Bo from Fort Atkinson says Colin Kaepernick seemed to have career days versus Green Bay at least twice.
Maybe I think he's better than what he was because of that.
Probably. I mean, I feel like he ran for 800 million yards against them.
NFC. Yeah, yeah. Eric Walden, not knowing what he's supposed to do. Oh, disaster.
Looking like the 2019 run defense from Mike Pettine's team. More next. Kyle Brustadortman, same game parlay brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Sportsbook. Put it in five, I'll be outside, I'll be on the way. I'll be on the way, you can beat me in five, I'll be your 800-990-3776. Justin agrees with Kyle that every time David Freeze came in, he killed us. Matt in the 262 says Reggie Miller.
I'm sure Reggie destroyed us. I can't recall. I mean, we
can't recall that one.
Well, we did play him in the, I remember the shortened season back in, 98-99 season, where it was shortened NBA season, 41 games. You recall? We played him in the playoffs when the Bucks started getting good again, and the Pacers we couldn't get past the Pacers. I feel like we played them twice 2 years in a row and couldn't get past them.
Yeah, it was July 1st to January 20th, 50 games per team.
Reggie Miller
98-99.
I did not like Reggie Miller whatsoever.
I love Reggie.
I mean, I like him now, but I didn't like him at that time because the Bucks couldn't get past the Pacers.
If you have any other submissions for guys that have killed our Wisconsin teams, from the Milwaukee Bucks to the Milwaukee Brewers to the Green Bay Packers, you can text them in or call them in 800-990-3776. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace here, no Brad Nortman. And we're streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, but we have to get to it because we've been making money, and it's been fun making money. We got to hit Ben's same game parlay.
It's time for Ben's same game parlay, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
All right, Kyle. I want to start it off. We got two local games. 540, you can check it out on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. And then, what is it pertains to the Milwaukee Bucks... that will be on 94.5 ESPN right here, so you don't have to go anywhere. Literally, one-stop shop, Good Karma Brands. That is a 6:30 start on TNT against the Boston Celtics. So a couple of fun ones, especially when you think about the almost unbelievable comeback win from the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks are -3 against the Boston Celtics. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be cooking.
Do you believe that? Because you have been the most down of anybody in the entire world.
If you know anything about me, when it's time to rise to the occasion, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Knicks. Yeah, they lost to the Grizzlies. Yeah, they lost to some bad teams. But when you have an opportunity against a team that you are probably going to see in the playoffs, if you want to get where you need to go, where you want to go, you're going to have to get past the Boston Celtics. And this is a chance for you to prove, despite the fact we have played like absolute poo 6 of the last 7 games, this is our time to shine. This is our time to step it up. When it's time to step your game and level the competition goes up, the Bucks will rise to the occasion. That's what today is all about. So I think the Bucks will win outright. What is that called? The money line? What is that called?
I mean, the spread is -3.
I'm saying, what's the money line when you think they're going to win?
The money line, you're going to have to lay a little bit more juice. I like the -3.
You like the Bucks, yeah. Though?
I do.
I like them.
I really do.
Why are you in on the Bucks for tonight?
Because it's been chirp, 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 chirp. And if you don't think they're feeling in the locker room, this is the perfect opportunity. If you get sick and tired of hearing all of the outside noise. You know how you shut up the Kyle Wallace's?
How do you shut me up?
You win. That's like, if there is a way to shut Kyle Wallace up, you win. If your team wins, are you unhappy?
No, I'm not unhappy whatsoever. I'm filled with joy when the Bucks win. But I saw an article today talking about the Bucks have just been all stressed this season. And I feel like the stress that the Bucks have shown in the locker room, in media, all the time, I just feel like I'm wearing that stress as well. Bucks fans are wearing that stress as well. But today, hopefully this stress ends.
So I'd like to look at the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds over. Joe Ross, who pitched a very short three and two-thirds against Frankie Montas for the Cincinnati Reds. Right now, the Brewers are a short dog at plus 120 on the money line. Both teams young, exciting. It's a high number for the Brewers. They're usually around like an eight and a half type team. Over under 9.5. And when the Brewers are playing in games where the over under is 9.5, I like the value in the over here. I don't know about you. Run total runs.
Over 9.5 total runs in the game.
Yeah.
The way the Brewers are playing right now, you know, in the past, the Brewers struggled, right? The pitching was there, but the bats weren't there. This year, the bats have been exploding. Even last night, to show the fight to want to come back in the game after getting down early, the offensive explosion they had on Sunday. I love what I'm seeing from this Brewers team, but I think you're absolutely right. I think over today, who's starting for the Brewers?
Joe Ross.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely go with the over.
All right, so we have
some spot fill. What is this? Joe Ross.
Well, I mean, Wade Miley's hurt right now. Ashby's coming back in the mix. And then the Jacob Junis.
This is a brother, too. We don't have too many brothers pitching for the Brewers as starting pitchers.
Are you sure he's a brother?
No, he's not a brother. He's a brother. Okay, there's a difference. He's a brother.
Oh, he is a brother.
Yeah, he's a brother. Yeah, he's a brother. I'm cheering for him today.
So we're trusting the brother?
No,
we're not.
You want
the brother.
Congrats to the brother, but I don't know who this brother is. So I'm going to go with the over for sure. He's probably going to allow 3 to 4 runs today.
And then I would like for you to let me know on this one, all right? Rhys Hoskins, over 1.5 hits is plus 285.
Take under.
Well, under 1.5 hits is minus 435.
So you're looking for him to get more to boost you up.
Mm-hmm. We can look at some different props here.
I mean, Rhys isn't the one right now that I would be hot on. Right now, I would be hot on Yelly. I would be hot on my boy Jackson Chirio. Willy Adames has been swinging that thing well right now.
All right, how about this? Let's go total bases.
Yeah. How many Rhys got?
I don't like Rhys for this. Over 1.5, plus 114. Terang over 1.5, plus 195.
I like
Yelly over 1.5, 123. There's some options.
Yeah, go with Yelly.
Let's go Yelly.
Go with Yelly. Yelly's been playing very well. He's looking like the Yelly that we had from a couple years ago. I'm definitely all in on Yelly. All it takes is one double, and bada boom, bada bang, you're there. I think Christian Yelly, he's worth that money.
Bucks -3 over 9.5 runs. Brewers, Reds, and Yelich over 1.5 total recorded bases. $20 to win 125.
I like that. That's a quick come up.
I know. I like it too. And that's why you just need to head right over. If you're listening right now, stop off at Potawatomi Sportsbook because Potawatomi Casino Hotel is amazing. The new sportsbook opens the first week of May. Light up your senses. Explore more at paysbig.com. And you can build these bets that I'm talking. I'm literally sitting in front of my screen right now talking to all of you, building this parlay. So I have a QR code that I can just come in on my phone, boop, put it underneath. It pops up on the kiosk. You put your cash in. You take your ticket out, and then you cash that baby when it wins. I can't promise you. I can't guarantee it. I'm not Rhys Davis. That being said, it's been a lot of fun providing some winners because Ben Same Game Parlay has been profitable thus far. And that is Garrett chimes in. I'm at Pato now. Garrett, you got it.
Oh, hey, Garrett.
Do it now. Yelich over 1.5 total bases, 9.5 over total runs, and Bucks -3. That is the Same Game Parlay, brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
John Anderson joins us next before the Homer Hour.
Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remakes it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando.
KBN Nation, it's your boy Kyle Wallace, and I'm here for Universal Windows Direct. If you've been cold in your own home, I do not want you to suffer through one more cold winter or a cold or drafty home. I want you to call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. Super spacer technology helps keep the edge of the glass warmer. It holds the windowsill longer. It makes the windows last up to 5 times longer than other window systems. So your windows from Universal perform better and last longer. Call Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2000. And for every 2 windows you buy, you get 2 free. Buy 2, get 2. Buy 4, get 4. Buy 20, get 20. There is no limit. Again, call them today. You'll talk to a real person at 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And tell them I told you to call, and you will get $250 off your next project. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
And we love when John Anderson joins us before he joins Homer for the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, here with you. No Brad Nortman. John, well, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. I was the Brewers took a little out of me last night with the comeback, and because that's all I get enough Connecticut basketball here that I'm like, yeah, I'll get inundated with that. I'm going to watch the Brewer game.
Yeah, I'm with you, and you know, you'll be a perfect person for this. You know, we've been getting a lot of responses from KBN Nation here on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. Stemming from, I would say, Ellie De La Cruz hitting, which you're familiar with, a bomb yesterday and an inside-the-park homer. Jalen Brunson of the Knicks, and when he was with the Dallas Mavericks, right? Like, some guys just always seem to play well against our teams. And when it comes to the Brewers, the Bucks, or the Packers, who comes to mind over your lifetime as guys who you're just like, every time they play us, they kick our ass?
Boy, that's, yeah, where do you have to go through that? That's just, let's see. I think that Randy Moss seemed to handle us, the Packers, pretty good.
Let me tell you really quickly. He had 7 games of 100 yards or more, and he had 14 touchdowns and 15 opportunities against the Packers.
So then that's a yes.
Yeah.
So with him. I'm trying to think who else. Just right now, I can't think of a team that the team or a player that's not wearing the Bucks out. So that's always tough.
In a weird way, Al Horford was a sneaky good one.
Is he? Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm not as up to speed. I see Al here. That he's there. I'm trying to think of who just really wore out the Brewers all the time that I just got sick of seeing.
I got a submission for you. Let's see what you think of this one. Andrew McCutchen.
Okay. I mean, do we forgive the sins since he came, you know, since he came over and played for a while?
Yeah, you can.
Anybody
he was,
from like
I shot a commercial with him one time too. He was a very good dude. Didn't seem to hold it against us. He was still a pirate. He plundered the locks and then he left.
Great commercial.
Actually did that, but yeah, I'm trying to honestly. Nothing just other than Moss pops into my head. Kaepernick obviously destroyed us for his short time that he was in San Francisco with the Packers. That one comes to mind. But I'm trying to think of a guy that just. What I'd really like to do is find, too, a guy that, like, hit 690 against the Brewers, and he hit 210 against the rest of the league. Because those are the guys that you really hate. You're like, why are we the only team in the world that can't get that guy out? Because he's just a, you know, he's a bot.
David Freeze. Remember David Freeze?
Yeah, I like him. He was a Tiger. But, yeah, with the Cardinals, he came through. I like that guy just because they wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame for one home run. Like, you know, I have too much
that was a that was such a cool run, even though we hate the Cardinals. Like,
the
I don't know. I enjoyed the drama of that. But I guess you mentioned something. I love the This Is SportsCenter commercials.
Your all-time favorite This Is SportsCenter commercial that you weren't in?
That I wasn't in?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Probably some of the really old school ones, you know, when like the one Rich Eisen did with the Williams sisters back when they were just starting out was a really good one that it came through. I think everybody, because I got here just after it, would have loved to been, I hope I'm not making it too old, would have been in the Millennium one when Charlie had his headband on and just yelled to everybody, follow me to freedom. You know, I think everybody wishes they had been in that spot. And then the one I missed recently, because I'm just a track groupie, and I wasn't around when they did Sydney McLaughlin. And I'm like, how do I miss out on the great track gal? I'm the guy who should have been doing that, but I wasn't around. Which is okay, I got Usain Bolt, so I can live with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Usain Bolt one comes to mind. I like the Ovechkin one, the Russian spy.
Yep.
He's
doing some late night filings.
Yep. And then there's one the New Jersey Devil going up.
Mm-mm.
Just shakes his head no, coming up the elevator.
The first one I ever did had the New Jersey Devil in it, and we did it was about New Jersey Day, and so the first one I did, I walk in the newsroom and there's Bon Jovi. They hadn't been fighting, put out a new album. There's John Bon Jovi, Sambora, like the whole band. I'm like, okay, here we are. Let's do this.
So John Anderson joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman before the Homer Hour. Since you've joined, we've gotten a lot of Matt Carpenters.
Okay.
Harrison Bader. None
Bader I hate.
I like when you hate people. It brings out the best in you, for the record,
that,
John. Man.
John, speaking
of... listen, I'm not here to be lukewarm on anything.
I like that. I want to hear what you're on this. Are you hot on this? What's your level of disappointment in the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
I cannot even express it. I thought, my dear friends who used to write for Wipeout, in a Marquette grad, good Milwaukee guy named Ian Bush, who is right there on the cusp of the guy that he... I guess he's the guy that technically... I thought I did. He's the guy that did Fear the Deer first. And he, when Doc signed, he's like, this feels to me like a 3-1 playoff loss is already in the works.
Mm.
I don't even know if we're going to get there. Like, I just can't even express how disappointing this is. They lost 13 games under the other guy in 43 games. And Doc's managed to put up 17 losses in 32. I'm not sure this is how it was supposed to go.
It's probably not. But when I tell you out loud that they have Giannis and Dame, do you have any doubt that they won't at least get past the first round? I know that's not the standard, but like, you can catch lightning in a bottle with two superstars.
Can you catch lightning in a bottle over seven games? Like right now, they haven't shown me that they've put together. Find me a 7-game run where they've been great with those two guys
mm-hmm.
together.
So, starts tonight. How about
that? Getting late it's too late to. Tonight is going to be a bloodletting.
Oh, wow.
That's just my thought.
John Anderson, you know these hard outs. I want to make sure you get the full time with Homer. You'll be up next, 5 to 6 in 2 minutes. This has been Kyle Bruston-Ortman. John Anderson, next.